Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 771 days, Ukraine stands strong against the forces of the Russian invasion. In his evening video address, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky informed that he held a meeting of the staff yesterday. The participants discussed production and supply of drones and electronic warfare equipment for this year. Quote, there was a detailed report on contracts, everything was as specific as possible, no empty words, only clear written agreements with manufacturers, clear financing and clear delivery deadlines, unquote, said the head of state. The president stressed that Ukraine will be stronger in all terms of all types of drones and electronic warfare. He also set a similar task for the missile program, to work out everything in detail so that the Ukrainian Defense Forces can rely on robust and increasing missile support for their actions. The staff discussed the situation on the front line and in particular efforts to prevent the occupier from advancing. Quote, given the shortage of shells and the significant slowdown in supplies, these results are really good, said Zelensky. Due to continued Russian attacks against the energy infrastructure of Ukraine, the country's electricity operator Ukrenergo was forced to apply temporary measures to limit consumption from 6 to 10 p.m. in several regions of Ukraine. In particular, restrictions were imposed in the Dnipro, Donetsk, Zaporizhia, Kirovohrad, Poltava and Sumy regions. The reason for this decision is lack of sufficient generating capacity in the system to cover consumption. At the same time, energy supply restrictions continue to apply in Kharkiv Oblast and for industrial consumers in Kryvyi Rih. Ukrenergo asks to consume electricity sparingly. The court found Volodymyr Senelnik guilty of treason for directing the missile strike on the Ria Pizza restaurant in Kramatorsk in June 2023, reports Zahidnet. In the result of the missile attack, 13 people were killed, 64 injured, including children. The perpetrator was sentenced to life in prison. The court found that Senelnik, who worked at a gas transmission company, was recruited to perform tasks for Russia. On 27 June 2023, he was once again approached by the head of the intelligence department of the internal troops of the Ministry of Internal Affairs of the so-called Donetsk People's Republic, a self-proclaimed and non-recognized quasi-state formation in Ukraine's Donetsk Oblast. The collaborator was tasked with verifying information about the presence of Ukrainian military personnel in Ria Pizza in Kramatorsk. In the city center, he noticed cars with military plates in the car park and the military themselves in the restaurant. He recorded two videos, which he immediately sent to his handler via Telegram. In order to avoid anyone noticing his interest in the location, the man carefully concealed all his actions from prying eyes. Sometime after the sending of the recordings, the Russians launched an attack with an Iskander-M ballistic missile. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has branded Russia's war against Ukraine a quote-unquote Ukraine crisis and said that there should be no winners and losers, reports Ukrinform. Wen Wenbin, the spokesperson for the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, noted that efforts should be made to defuse and end the quote-unquote crisis through negotiations rather than the use of weapons. He said that China will continue to play a constructive role to that end. The diplomat believes the world cannot criticize China for having normal relations with Russia. The foreign ministry spokesperson also noted that China neither started nor has any involvement in the conflict and has never sent weapons or military equipment to either warring party. In early April, the US warned China not to help Russia in its war against Ukraine. The US State Department expressed concern about the strengthening of the partnership between Russia and China, whose leaders are scheduled to meet in China next month. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We are a commercial initiative of just two people and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.